Lecture topic, Advice to Trustees of Islamic Institutions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi al-nadhina istafa. Amma ba'da. I was informed that the satis that are gathered here are all involved either in the masjid committees or the welfare work of the town, the various other khidmat that is taking place, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah Ta'ala take it from strength to strength, accept all that are involved in the khidmat. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of tremendous taraqqi and progress for the community in general. Primarily, the work is centered in terms of the khidmat of the masjid and whatever relates to the masjid. So all this is part of muzakara, that on the one side, the rewards and the virtues for the khidmat of the masjid are very great. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. So Allah Ta'ala says that those who make ta'mir of the masajid, ta'mir, one is inhabit the masjid in terms of keeping it abad. So the masjid is a house of Allah Ta'ala. And the house of Allah Ta'ala should become the focal point and the hub of connecting people to Allah Ta'ala. The house of Allah Ta'ala, when a person goes to somebody's house, he gets connected to the person of the house. The masjid is the house of Allah Ta'ala. The primary aspect is to connect people to Allah Ta'ala. So obviously the most important connection is through the faraiz. So to keep the masjid abad, so that is the first part of the ta'mir. Because the actual masjid, in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first construction of the masjid was a very simple structure. There wasn't even any flooring as we know it. There were pebbles, there were date palms, there was some kind of roof structure. But that became the masjid. And the masjid which none of our masajid can compare to. But that was the masjid. Then expansions took place, whatever. So the first and most important khidmat is the masjid being inhabited by the musallis. So mashallah, those who have been instrumental in putting up the masjid, in assisting in getting the necessary work done which relates to the upkeep of the masjid, all this is part of it. But the objective and the purpose is that the masjid be abad, that the five daily salah are taking place, people in maximum numbers are present in the masjid, the baligh males are all in the masjid, unless somebody has a valid shari'i reason, otherwise they all in the that effort also is part of the whole process. And then in order to keep the masjid as the focal point of what the purpose of this masjid is, that the masjid is Baytullah, it's house of Allah Ta'ala. So those who come to the house of Allah Ta'ala to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore to keep the masjid abad with all such aspects that will draw people to Allah Ta'ala. So such programs, activities that will primarily draw people to Allah Ta'ala, connect people to their Rabb. So mashallah, all the different amal that take place in the masjid, all this is part of it. Then part of this ta'mir is the things that are related to the upkeep of the masjid. The one incident in the Hadith Sharif where it's mentioned it was either a lady or one elderly woman or one youngster who used to sweep the masjid. The more correct version is it was an elderly lady. She used to come and sweep the masjid and go away. She passed away late at night. The Sahaba felt that this was not the time to disturb Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they did the necessary. She was then buried. The next day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired that person used to sweep the masjid. He said, no, she passed away last night. So he went all the way through the qabr and made dua for her. I said, then you should have informed me. When Nikas took place in Madina Munawara, and Nabi Islam was not aware of it, that it took place, he got to know later by asking the question, what happened? I'm seeing some sign of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. He said, no, I got married. So there was no question about, but why you didn't tell me? I was present. But when the janaza of somebody who was making khidmat of the masjid took place, without Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam having known about it, he said, no, you should have told me. So this was the position that was given to such a person. Person who was probably not so prominent in the community in terms of being someone everybody looks up to in that very prominent person. But this khidmat was given that great acknowledgement. So the point is that this is a very great khidmat. So mashallah, all those who are involved in such khidmat, this is really worthy of congratulations, worthy of great acknowledgement. But in dunya, that is not the place that anybody can expect any kind of recompense for this, because the place for that is akhirat. Sometimes this is a thankless job. And those who are engaged in such khidmat will generally only hear the where something doesn't go 100%, something didn't happen as it was expected, then they'll hear about that. You won't hear about everything that is going fine. So somebody said, but why not? I said, well, have you heard anybody going to the doctor to tell him, I'm well? The person goes to the doctor to say that, look, there's a problem. So likewise, those who are serving the community, so people take them in the same situation. Something is wrong, they go to tell them. If something is right, so it's supposed to be right. So that's not the case. It should be that those who are, mashallah, dedicating their time, their efforts to serving the community should appreciate it. But as people who have been blessed with this opportunity, which is Allah Ta'ala's blessing, this is not any personal achievement, then the approach from the person who has been blessed with the opportunity, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءُ وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't need anybody's expression of gratitude, anybody's thanks. Our purpose is to please Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. So, mashallah, all these khidmat are very, very important, very necessary, and very great. The welfare part of it, the khidmat of people, man kana fi hajati akhihi, kana Allahu fi hajatihi. The one who takes care of the needs of his fellow Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will take care of his needs. The one who removes a difficulty from the path of a Muslim, Allah will remove difficulties from his way in the day of Qiyamah. These are not small things, very big things. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the first wahi, and after receiving the first wahi, obviously this was a very difficult moment, because for the first time saw Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his original form. So he came home trembling, and he came to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he said, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. I really feared for my life. I feared something is, I won't manage this. So her spontaneous response, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا. Allah will never allow disgrace to come to you. Why not? Now she said something which was spontaneous. She didn't have any time to prepare some speech here. But what she then said is, she highlighted, now this was just Nubuwwat just being received. So it was all this was happening prior to Nubuwwat already. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيِّفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. She enumerated all the beautiful qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were carrying on from before. And all these were generally related to, and all that were related to, the service of mankind. Maintaining family ties, people in difficulty, you take their difficulties on. You are the one who entertains a guest. Any calamity, any disaster, you are the one who's assisting. How can Allah allow disgrace to come to such a person? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't reject that. He didn't say that, no, you got no basis to say this. He accepted it. So that's the principle. Allah Ta'ala loves this and accepts it. So therefore, this is for Allah Ta'ala's sake and must continue. Somebody acknowledges it, doesn't acknowledge it. Somebody praises it, doesn't praise it. Somebody has some issue with it, doesn't have an issue with it. The primary concern is that the correct effort in the correct manner and with the correct intention, that must carry on. The correct effort sometimes in the process of serving deen, but now they're having some kind of concert somewhere. And there's going to be all kinds of things carrying on there. They say, no, for what? We're going to be collecting funds for the people of Palestine. But now is Allah Ta'ala pleased with this? So the effort must be right. If the effort is wrong, Allah is not in need of me or you or anybody. The deen is Allah Ta'ala's deen. And it is anybody who gets the blessing of serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala's blessing, Allah Ta'ala's grace. Then too, it's still a fear that will it be accepted. Allah Ta'ala blessed with the opportunity, but now how was that opportunity used? So the Sahaba, they did what they did. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. They did the good, but their hearts were still trembling. So now they did the good, so what the heart is trembling for? Person did some wrong, so now he must be worried, he might catch it. They did the good, but their hearts are trembling. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That this is not yet the result. The result will be on the day of Qiyamah. Will it be accepted also? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind, Ma Mahmud Hassan Deobandi, rahmatullah alayh, the father of the ulama of Deoband, lengthy incident, but just the crux of it, he was imprisoned by the British in Malta on a charge of treason, trying to overthrow the British government, whatever. Any case, so now they were there under very harsh conditions. And after about 2.5 years or something, one day there was a rumor that they have decided to now execute him. And the other satis that were there. So now the kind of sacrifices that he had to undergo and the torture that he was put through, whatever else. So in any case, he was now suddenly seated. They saw him, the others who were seated in the corner, very deep thought and sort of like worried. So they thought maybe this, it was a rumor, it wasn't true, but this rumor came around that he's going to be executed. So they thought maybe this has now impacted on him. Somebody said, oh, this is what we're waiting for. We're waiting for, meaning there's a time that has come now to meet Allah Ta'ala Shahadat. This was our aspiration. So he said, that hasn't worried me that now we're going to be executed. The worry is that now the time has come apparently to meet Allah Ta'ala. But all this that was done, will it now that we have to present ourselves, the concern is, will Allah Ta'ala accept it? Will it gain acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala? Because if it gains acceptance, then alhamdulillah, excellent. But otherwise the very same action can become the means of the greatest punishment. The hadith about the three people who will be put into Jahannam first. The person Allah blessed with knowledge, with wealth, and the one who was blessed with the opportunity of giving his life for Allah Ta'ala. And each one will be questioned what you did. And they'll express something. But the answer will be, no, this is all just a story you're making up. Your motive was the name and fame, the recognition of dunya, that it must be said, you're a very brave person, you gave your life, very knowledgeable person, you did this, and very generous person. All that was just for the sake of dunya, you got it there. So the very same action became the means of the greatest punishment. So the correct effort, in the correct manner. So sometimes the effort is of deen, but then the manner is sometimes not right. And then the primary thing is the niyat, the correct intention. The hadith sharif, where it comes in Muslim sharif, etc., Bukhari sharif also, one battle, the lull at the end of the day now, because now the battle would stop in darkness, it couldn't continue. So now the sahaba are discussing the day, and now they're discussing about one person that ma ajza'af, that nobody has done as much work today, has done so much today, as ma ajza'af fulan. So and so, what he did, nobody can match him today. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam overheard it, And he said, Huwa finnar. He is headed for Jahannam. Hazrat was like a shock that if he is headed for Jahannam, he apparently did the most, then where are we headed to? That was the shock now. Not that there was any doubt about what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. But if this person is headed to Jahannam, where am I going to finish off? Because outwardly he did the most. So one sahabi said, I decided I am just going to observe now. Because there's some secret behind this, which outwardly it's seeming one thing, behind the scenes is something else here. I'm going to observe what's going on. Now this person apparently was, whatever he was, the next day now back into battle, and wherever he is going, this person is following him closely. He got injured. Somebody attacked him, whatever injuries he suffered. Now he came out, and then that injuries, he couldn't bear it. So the long and short of it was, he committed suicide. He put the sword handle on the ground, put the sharp edge on his chest, and he put his whole weight onto it. It pierced him. So the sahabi came running to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammad. He's a sahabi, but he's expressing, renewing this. He said, what happened? Why are you saying this now? He said, what you said yesterday, it's possible somebody could have been in confusion now. How can this be? But I saw the reality now. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said something which a very frightening statement. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-deen bil rajul al-fajir. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will assess deen with even a sinner. Fajir could be in kafir also. That the work of deen will take place, but he'll end up in Jahannam. And could mean fasik also, that sometimes as a result of it, there could be some positive outcome. Maybe somebody will accept Islam too. But he'll end up in Jahannam because of the way he went about it. So meaning that itself is no confirmation that a person did something, then he's accomplished. That'll only know on the day of Qiyamah. So the point is, all the time to be checking that what is happening right, is happening in the correct manner, it's happening with the correct intentions. Then there's one further aspect, that this particular aspect about always checking what is being done is correct, in the correct manner, with the correct intent, applies to every individual. Whoever, wherever, it applies to one and all. But then there's one further aspect, that those who Allah Ta'ala has given the opportunity to serve the communities, serve the mu'mineen, in whichever capacity, whether in the level of from teaching deen, guiding people in deen, or involved in the setting up the infrastructures of deen, and in a way have become those who, alhamdulillah, are helping the community to move forward. There is a very great reward for all this, very great virtues for it, and simultaneously, it's a very great responsibility too. The responsibility is that what legacy and direction they leave is what will then follow on later. And therefore, that direction and the legacy that is left behind must be that which that the house of Allah Ta'ala has become the focal point to connect people to Allah Ta'ala. This might be a little bit vague maybe, but sometimes you hear things in certain far off places, wherever, sometimes other countries, that what the masajid have become the focal points of, unfortunately. Sometimes in some Western countries and so on. So the masjid is part of what they call the centers. So now it's going to the center. So now sometimes a person not familiar with the terminology, he might not even be sure where they're going. Going to the center. The center meaning the whole complex of so many things. In there, the masjid is also, the musalla, whatever, is part of the center. But now the center sometimes is the center of everything but connecting people to Allah Ta'ala. Rather, it becomes sometimes the center of people getting connected to other than Allah Ta'ala. meaning the activities that happen there, the free intermingling that's taking place, the kind of things that even at the time of Salah, people are more involved in all the whatever else is going on. The musalla there in that center is now hardly anybody is in there. People all over the place doing everything. It becomes like a socializing point and whatever. So now the whole purpose of the masjid, of the musalla or whatever got lost. Whereas the house of Allah Ta'ala is to connect people to Allah Ta'ala. But now the point that we were discussing is that this is the responsibility of those whom Allah has given the opportunity to steer it. It's a very great khidmat. And the virtues are tremendous. And as mentioned, it's sometimes a thankless job too. But that's not the point. And that's not anybody who is serving Allah's deen for Allah Ta'ala. They don't take note of that. It doesn't matter to them. They are concerned about Allah must become pleased. Allah Ta'ala must accept. So that responsibility is a very big responsibility. That requires that we have to check, double check. Rather adopt the path of caution. دَعْ مَا يَرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا يَرِيبُكْ. Rather adopt the path of caution than take such a direction that might become a problem. Rather be on the safe side of things. Why? Because the legacy we leave behind will be on our heads. So that which is a very clean, clear path, rather go on that. And something that could be, could not be, we're not sure, we'd rather be safe, because the matter is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is now taking some decision about an investment, he has to make some big investment, so now he's checking and double checking and paying some consultant to make sure now he got the right advice. Why? Because there's a lot of money involved here, very big investment, so now I can't take chances. This is the investment for Akhirat. And all the dunya will be behind us. Nothing will come along with us. But this is the investment for Akhirat. But now the investment of Akhirat has to be right. So therefore we'll have to check and double check and make double sure that what investment we're putting in the right place. That it becomes sadaqah jariyah for us. So mashallah, this is a very, very great khidmat. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala put a lot of khair and barakah in all the efforts. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of sadaqah jariyah for all. So mashallah, this is, one is the khidmat of the masjid in all the various other aspects that relate to the masjid. All this is also very greatly rewarded. But the primary aspect is that the masjid must become abad. The masjid must be vibrant and full with a'mal, and the most important a'mal are the 5 daily salah. Musallis must be full. Every baligh male should be performing his salah with jama'ah in the masjid, unless for some valid shari reason. And that effort, that's the core effort. MashaAllah, the jama'ats are focused on bringing the musallis to the masjid, connecting people to the masjid. That is the primary thing that needs to be supported. And we become part of it. And then in our own capacities, as much as and however the youth, the adults, whoever, try to bring them, draw them to the house of Allah Ta'ala. And then being the house of Allah Ta'ala is the focal point of the community. So on that note, to look into how and what we can do to steer the community in its entirety. Steer them to the purpose of the masjid. The purpose of the masjid again, to connect Allah's servants to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the primary thing. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah, these aspects. Sometimes the work carries on. People, mashallah, put in great amount of efforts. But as mentioned, dunya is not the place to be able to see the outcome of this, the rewards of it. Dunya is a very small place. It can't take anything. The rewards of this are in the akhirat. So this is what we focus on, we work towards. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat in every matter, grant barakat in life, health, wealth. And the one further aspect is the ijtima'iyat, to work as one. There can be and will be different suggestions that will come about something. Everybody doesn't have the same suggestion. whether now to paint this wall white or brown or green, everyone will have their own suggestion about it. But eventually, there will be one decision. So that is what it means, moving one as one. Then whatever suggestions everybody will present, but then there's one direction. Whatever the decision Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart of the Amir, then move in that one direction as one collective. That's where the barakat then comes. And that direction, always to try and check and double check that we're taking ourselves and our communities closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala grant tremendous taraqqi and take from strength to strength. MashaAllah, the Stanga has always been a very focal, a lot of focus on Stanga. Great personalities have come, just coincidentally, maybe just about 3 o'clock or something. I saw on the phone somebody sent one clip. It was a Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, one small little talk and some dua. And it was coincidental that today sitting here in Stanga, Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, we saw a bit of that manzar and that scene at that time, something that probably never see again in our lives. So it was very ajeeb that today, while here in Stanga, this came around. And it brought a lot of memories flooding back. Now that was also such a thing that, not forget South Africa, the world was waiting for that. Allah Ta'ala blessed Stanga, you know, all of the country. So something, mashallah, our forefathers or elders of the communities that have gone long ago, it was their taluk with Allah Ta'ala, their du'as, their efforts, their crying, that it has left something deep down in here. It's for us to nurture it further, take it ahead, Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب